Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to this special compact pocket-sized edition of Truth and Movies, coming to you from the Cannes Film Festival in, you guessed it, Cannes, France. In a switch to our regular weekly schedule, we thought we'd bring you some shorter and possibly sharper takes from the Croisette to give you a little taster of life at the world's greatest film festival. So I'm here with my esteemed colleague, Adam Woodward.
Hello.
We're on the balcony of our apartment at the moment. The sound you can hear is actually the lapping waves of the Mediterranean nearby. There are palm trees, there are buses, there is a super yacht passing our eye line. There are people driving scooters without helmets, so yes, we're definitely in France. And we're both G'ing ourselves up for a fortnight of movie discovery.
The sun is out, but we're going to be holed up in various dark corners of the festival.
Indeed. So at this point in the festival, our film tally is at a mighty zero because no films have actually screened yet. We were hoping to maybe see one before this first broadcast, but the all the timings have been shifted back this year. So we decided to have a chat and just give you a little preview of things we've got in the pipeline, things we're looking forward to, things we're going to be talking about on later editions of the podcast. And yeah, first up, we want to talk about the opening film, which is the new film by Asghar Farhadi called Everybody Knows, his follow-up to 2016's The Salesman, which was in competition here, and it also then won the Best Foreign Language Oscar the following year. This film stars Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, and Ricardo Darín. And yeah, it's the film that is kicking off the festival. Currently, in terms of what it's about, I don't really know at this point. Any idea?
There's not too much information out there, although given his track record for Hardy and the types of films he makes, I think we have a good idea of what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
It seems to fit the bill for a Cannes opening film in that it's quite serious subject matter potentially, but very starry cast. So I'm guessing Penelope Cruz and Bardem will be on the red carpet tonight.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because, I mean, this festival, I think, has drawn some, you know, light criticism, shall we say, from people who maybe are expecting a little bit more kind of glitz and glamour. The films themselves, the sort of name directors and the big stars aren't really out in force this year. However, they are when it comes to the jury, which is headed up by Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And includes Ava DuVernay, Kristen Stewart, and a variety of other great and good celebrity gods. Yeah, we're going to be seeing this Asghar Farhadi film in like a few hours' time. Probably going to be queuing around the two-hour mark to make sure we get in.
Yeah.
And then if we don't get in, we'll then wait for another 2 hours to see if we can get into the screening that happens straight after, which is kind of the way that Cannes really rolls, I guess.
It seems it's a little bit backwards in a way, but that's the part of the joy of it, is you've got to be prepared to do the hard yards and
Spend
probably as many hours in the cinema as out of it queuing. So,
and you know, occasionally you meet new friends in the queue. Sometimes you make enemies in the queue, I think, as we have done in the past. But Yeah, I'm excited for this film. I generally like Asghar Farhadi. I thought A Separation was great, and his second film, The Past, I thought was also great, which is a French language film he made with Berenice Bejo and Tahar Rahim. So this is him with a host of Spanish actors. I think one of the things I'm interested about actually is seeing Penelope Cruz. She's not someone who's known for making these kind of serious dramas. I mean, like, I often see her in romantic comedies, and she has quite a lot of comedy bit parts. I was very disappointed to see her in a cameo role in Zoolander, which basically involved Zoolander 2, sorry, which involved her kind of walking around in a red PVC cat suit for a bit and not really doing much else. So yeah, hopefully this is going to sort of show off her acting talents, and we'll get to see that side of her, which we don't really see that often.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, even when she's playing more serious roles in some of the earlier Pedro Almodovar films, there's always a dark comic undertone to
exactly.
them. Yeah, this one seems like a lot more straight down the middle in terms of dramatic storyline.
I'm hoping this will be like a bit like Volver, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to be seeing this afternoon, and hopefully we can give you our verdict on it when we're back for our next edition on Thursday. So for the remainder of this preview pod, we are going to each give three films we're excited about, and I suspect we'll be dropping a few other names in there as well of movies on the schedule. You know, generally we're seeing about three or four new films a day. Between each one, we're sort of writing reviews and trying to get our takes out there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and we'll be trying to offer, I guess, something different each day or every other day when the podcast is coming out, and trying to offer you a bit of a flavour of what it's like to be a working journalist at a festival, at the biggest film festival in the world.
Exactly. And also, I think we're going to try and really try and mix up what we're talking about. It's not just going to be the big sort of starry competition films. We're going to be covering some of the sort of lesser known, you know. I think Cannes is all about discovery. It's about taking a chance on a director you've never heard of, a film you've never heard of. It's maybe not getting into one film and running to another screen to just see something else that you know nothing about. And maybe it's going to be a revelation. You'll never know. So maybe not.
So can I kick things off then?
Yes, please do.
Well, just going through the very bumper programme that they've put together this year.
Which I might add, just to add a little festival colour, is Golden Catalogue.
Garish Golden Catalogue. One of the films that stood out for me in the main competition is a film called Girls of the Sun by a female director called Eva Hasson. She did a film a few years ago called Bang Gang, A Modern Love Story, which I think was here possibly in certain regard or in one of the
sidebars. I think it was actually in TIFF in Toronto.
But that got a UK release, and I'm sure this one, by the looks of it, will do as well. But yeah, it's got an interesting storyline. It's a very much kind of like a film of the moment, I think. A young female cast tells a historic story of a group of a female battalion who essentially attempt to liberate their hometown from extremists in Kurdistan.
Yeah, I thought Bang Gang was interesting without ever being... It wasn't too successful.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a surprise to me that she has kind of made it into the Cannes competition, but I think that if anything else, it sort of suggests that she's made a really amazing new
second
film.
Second feature, yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah.
That is quite an exciting prospect for me as well. I'm going to jump in now, and I'm going to talk about a film very quickly called Under the Silver Lake, which I think is a pretty exciting prospect. It's screening in the second week on Wednesday. And it's directed by David Robert Mitchell, who, listeners, you may know from It Follows and Myth of the American Sleepover, if you caught that one having loved It Follows. And if you didn't, you should have. You know, he's not gone out on a limb, but I think as different as It Follows was to American Sleepover, this new film seems as different again. He's taking on the kind of what looks to be a kind of screwball LA noir.
It seems just from the trailer that's been released and the synopsis, like it might have a bit of inherent vice about it.
Yeah, it's definitely got that kind of inherent vice, or the Long Goodbye, quite kind of wacky
shambling
noir shenanigans. In the lead role, you've got Andrew Garfield, who recently has had a really nice run of picking directors to work with, you know, that worked with Scorsese, worked with Mel Gibson,
yeah.
You know. And it doesn't surprise me after It Followed that, you know, David Robert Mitchell has now got some sort of star wattage in his films. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a monster. It runs at 2 hours 20. So it's interesting when you have the Cannes schedule, which we've got in front of us now, all the films have their runtime next to them. So sometimes you make a decision based on the runtime.
What you're looking for is like an 87 minute or
exactly.
92 minutes.
Sometimes when you see, when you want to take a random chance on something, sometimes the runtimes come into play. But with this film, obviously, it's a film that's going to be hotly anticipated, and a lot of people are going to be going along to try and get in the doors of that one. So my one expectation of this film is that I don't think it's going to be like a kind of cozy commercial. Beloved by it, across the board movie. I think it's going to have some elements to it that are a bit thorny, maybe a little bit kind of idiosyncratic. Not a film that lands with everyone. But
I suspect a lot will hinge on the performances as well.
Exactly.
Another American director who's in competition this year is Spike Lee. Very sort of different prospect, I suppose, to David Robert Mitchell. But yeah, his new film starring another Martin Scorsese alumni, Adam Driver. Actually tells the story of an African-American police officer who successfully managed to infiltrate a local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan and eventually, I think, became its head of the chapter. It's a very intriguing story, this. I think it seems to be that Spike's going back to more familiar dramatic ground. I'm always excited to see his work, and I think it's a little while since he's been in the festival, so... As you said before, there must be good reason, I think, for him being here. So the film is called provocatively Black Klansman with 3 Ks in the middle, and it stars John David Washington in the lead role. He's someone I'm not overly familiar with, but could well be a breakout performance for him. I think all eyes will be on this one because there's always a kind of political undercurrent to Cannes and the programme, and this one, as well as some of the other films we've mentioned, just seems like it ticks that box. So
cool. I'm looking forward to a movie called Asako 1 and 2, a non-catchily titled film by Ryosuke Hamaguchi, a Japanese director. He made an amazing film a couple of years ago called Happy Hour, which was billed as a Japanese Sex and the City, although it wasn't really that much like that when you saw the film, because the film was actually amazing. The logline for the film is, one day Asako's first love suddenly disappears. 2 years later, she meets his perfect double. So that's the only info we've got on it. All I can say is that, I've loved his previous film. There have been kind of rumours floating around that there's been sort of secret screenings in Paris and that they went down really well. So I'm just very, very pumped to see this one. So hopefully this will be one we'll talk about on a later edition.
Cool, and I'm going to wrap it up with a new film by Jean-Luc Godard, who is... obviously, a living legend of this festival. I think it's sort of 60 years ago or 50 years ago that the very chaotic events of May 68 were throwing Cannes into question. The whole festival was basically ground to a halt, and Jean-Luc Godard was instrumental in that. He's obviously since become an icon of French cinema, and in his mid-80s he's still one of the most interesting, experimental, provocative directors probably going. So all the young upstarts here better watch out, I think.
Yeah, he was here a couple of years ago with his film Goodbye to Language 3D.
Yeah,
which was a really fun film to watch in everyone in the Grand Lumière Theatre, which is the huge cinema where all the world premieres occur. All with their anaglyph glasses on.
Yeah, 3D spectacles.
So
the new one is called Image Book, and in the programme the synopsis is presented as a poem, so
we won't be reading that.
No, we're not going to read out.
we'll leave that to your imagination.
But he's always going to be a big draw here, I think. So
finally, for me, I'm going to give a little shout out to the new film by Alice Rohrbacher, the Italian filmmaker, who was in competition a couple of years ago with a film called The Wonders, which came out in the UK. She's got a new film called Happy as Lazaro. I'm wondering if that's maybe got any reference to like Happy as Larry.
I think that
it
is
might
that
be
an
the
Italian
version.
Expression,
could be. She's got this new one out. The synopsis in the guide is quite long, but it sounds like a very kind of weird time-switching tale about a peasant who befriends a nobleman, and they concoct a scheme together, and it's sort of set in a weird indeterminate time and place. It looks really interesting, actually. Mm. It's apparently shot on Super 16, so I'm imagining it's going to look really beautiful as well. So yeah, really, really excited to see how that one turns out.
I think if we were going to do early tips for the Palme d'Or, that might be my outside bet.
Yeah, I think...
I think she's at a point in her career, she's made a few films now. Her previous one, The Wonders, was here 4 years ago, and I absolutely adored that.
So you heard it here first. Alice Rohrwacher, happy as Lazaro. That's our tip for the Palme, having seen zero films. Well, that's it for our first mini edition. We'll be back on Thursday with some more chat. We can't tell you exactly what we're going to be talking about, because what films we get to see is going to be something of a surprise. We might not get into the films we want to see. Actually, the one film I think we will talk about is the new film from the director of the film Embrace of the Serpent.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a big hit in the UK. I think it came out not recent enough for us to cover on the pod, but had it come out then, we would have covered it.
Yep.
So, and that had its world premiere in Cannes, so hopefully this one will be just as good.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that. And as ever, if you want to get in touch with us, the email address is truthandmovies@tcolondon.com. I'll be keeping up with that. And yeah, please do tweet us as well @LWLives throughout the festival. We'll do our best to respond and to answer any questions you might have. And yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. This has been a 7 Digital production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.